Today, Kwarinam, November 5th, we began the day awakening 3:45, as usual. So wonderful to breathe the morning air. It has something different in it than later on in the day. Try it sometime, if only for a minute before you go back to bed. But this is the time to perform sadhana, to get the most out of your meditation. Well, then we had a beautiful fire puja invoking God and the gods, and we welcomed formally Paramacharya Bodhinatha, Sivanadiyar Nilakanta, back from a 2-month journey to India, Malaysia, Singapore, Mauritius. They had a wonderful time. We still have two Madhavasi, these are monks, in California, fundraising for the Iravan Temple. They are very successful. Today we want to talk about mentoring. We feel that every young person needs a mentor. This means someone to show them what the world is like. I had that when I was growing up, several mentors. They need to go through factories. They need to visit the county jail. They need to talk to the warden. They need to go on a cruise ship. They need to go into the kitchens in a restaurant and see what that's all about. Their questions need to be answered. A mentor is like a private tutor or a friend who's an adult. They need to be taken to big hotels and show how the rich live. They need to be taken to the slums, show how the poor live. They need to be taken on the streets at night to see how the street people live. They need to be taken here and there and everywhere. One of the training we have for our Madhavasi is to go to court. The low court, the medium court, the high court, appellate court, listen to trials. They have to go to funeral parlors and look at corpses. They have to broaden their mind and find out through observation what life is all about. Are we doing this to our children in your homes, all of you in cyberspace, looking in to our ashram today? Probably not. Probably mother is too busy in her occupation working for other guys, and dad's too busy in his occupation with his secretaries, and the home is like a hotel, but not like a hotel because there's no staff. Coming home is chaos, and the children are in the middle of that chaos. They're growing up. One part of their brain developed and the other part of their brain's brain dead. One part is creative and the other part keeps track of what's been created. We have to reverse this situation, and we try to do this here at Kwarinam. We have young men coming from our church families. We're in a third generation now. They're coming for 6 months, and they're visiting our 5 family schools. They spend about 1 month in each school. Surely they use their talents and help a little bit, but they are observing how Hinduism today is created, how a cow is milked, how a garden is planted, how money is budgeted. We are on a cash basis. We don't run up debts. We don't run up bills. We don't make a credit card charge that we do not have money in the bank a month before to pay for it when the bill comes in and that money is gaining interest. How about that? Is that good management? And they learn that. They learn how to receive a guest, how to entertain a guest, how to feed a guest, how to perform holy sacraments and ceremonies within their own home, how to give a talk, how to speak out, how to sit quietly for half an hour or 45 minutes or an hour during our morning meditations, how to chant in Sanskrit, food blessing chant. They learn all these things quite naturally in an informal, non-threatening way. We don't have any serious classes. People aren't lined up in front of teachers. Everyone is helping everyone else, especially the young people. Mentoring is an important part, or the most important part of education, because real learning is through observation and then developing what has been observed from within oneself. Real education is not simply memorizing from a book and repeating it back. What kind of person does that create? A robot person? Emotionally immature person? Yeah, you got it. That's what it creates. Think about exposing your young people to bring out their great potential of their soul, rather than forcing them into one position or another, even that if it does not suit their nature. Well, I'll be seeing you meditate on this subject of mentoring or caring for the next generation so we have a better world tomorrow. I'll be seeing you in our familiar place, which is right here through your computer screen.